Welcome to the Warrior Within podcast. I am your host, KP Brown.
Hello, this is Sensei KP, and just here to give you an update as to what's going on with this podcast and the name change. Over the past year, the job that I've been working has recently I found out that that will be going away. And the interesting thing is I was talking with a friend of mine who is a coach does business coaching, and he kind of knows some of the trials that I've gone through this past year. And he said, "Why aren't you coaching like more full time?" He says, "I know what you've gone through, and it's amazing." He says, "I don't know if I could have gone through what you went through, and yet you were showing up with a smile on your face and a good attitude all the time." And it got me thinking, this might be the time to dive back into this a little bit more full time. I've always kind of done it on the side, and this will be a foray back into it much more seriously, to put an effort into it, to really share and to really delve more into a lot of the tools that I have known throughout my life. Before, when I was doing this, I was really trying to do it kind of as somebody else had done it. Now I'm just diving all the way in. I'm taking everything that I learned when I was training years and years ago in neuro-linguistic programming. I'm also taking a lot of the stuff I learned in martial arts and putting it together. There's going to be a lot more focus on being grounded and connecting with people. There will be teaching people how to do meditation, at least my version and the way I do it. Throughout my life, I think I would have been diagnosed with ADHD. Every time I've looked at the tests for ADHD, that where they say you might have this, it'll say, "Do you have problems with this?" And a lot of times I say yes, but I learned how to deal with it. Yes, I have that problem, but I've learned how to deal with it. I still have some problems, but I've learned a lot of tools to be able to deal with that. And I want to take a lot of this stuff that I've learned and teach it to other people and really just share as much information with others as I can. The name that I have gone with is Dragon Forge Consulting. When I was teaching martial arts, this is the name of the studio that I was working to open up. The reason behind the idea Dragon Forge is when we were teaching martial arts, the whole concept and idea kind of comes a little bit from the Asian view of dragons, where they have a very, very positive look at dragons. And when black belts would actually, you get up to rank as a black belt, we would refer to them as dragons. They were kind of the all grown up people, the warriors that were ready to go out, we referred to as dragons. And so I was thinking, that's kind of what I want to have, is I am at the place where we forge these new dragons. And really, I decided to keep that mentality going forward and use that in the coaching and consulting stuff that I have going forward. So a lot of trepidation as I move forward through this. Honestly, the last time I did this, it went very, very poorly. That's kind of why I decided to do it more on the side and not as serious. It did drive me just about to financial ruin, and it also, in retrospect, put me into a bit of a depression for a few years, where I really kind of lost myself and turned away from a lot of the tools that I know and what I was doing. I got so stuck in some of the thinking. I hit a new level that I was not ready to deal with, and it knocked me back. And it took years to actually step back, to apply these principles, and to step by step rebuild my life and to get back on track. And I think I am at a point now where I am ready to do this. I'm actually quite excited for a lot of the direction that I'm going. I have several levels that a lot of things will just be, if you want to just come for free advice, whatever, please come. Ask questions. I will give out, if I meet you, I'm an open book. I'll tell you what I can. I'll help you as I can. But for those that want to go deeper, that there's several levels that you can go. I can go in and just teach you some of the meditation stuff. I can go in and teach you just how to deal with the internal critic and the voices in your head. I have some tools for that. I have some people already I'm going to start helping with their presentation, going up on stage, and how to connect with an audience better. I have a lot of things I can teach people on how to connect and read with people better. But mostly it's all about connecting with yourself, because to really connect with others, the better you are connected to yourself, the better you'll connect with others and be able to help talk with and influence them. So I'm going to eventually be having some group classes so I can keep the cost down for some people. And for those people that are just really into it and really want to go, I will have personalized one-on-one coaching that'll be more expensive for that. It's not going to be crazy. It'll be expensive, but not like super crazy expensive. I'm going way back to the prices I used to charge. Oh, you know, what was it? 13, 14 years ago. So, throwback prices, I guess. So expensive, but not way over the top. And I am going to be teaching that. I have a whole coursework I plan to go over 6 months with, to really take people through and teach them how to learn and apply a lot of the stuff that I've been going through. The nice thing, if you go personalized, is one-on-one, is it gets a lot more personalized towards you and where you are headed. Because I really look back at what I've gone through. I mean, this last year, we got hit financially by something that was out of our control, and it took several months to deal with and to recuperate from. It did wear me out. It completely... I would wake up, and I'm going to fully admit that there were days where I would wake up and the next shoe would drop, and my wife would look at me and go, "What are we going to do?" And I said, I don't know. Give me 10 minutes just to go freak out so that I can move forward and figure out what to do. And we would just keep moving forward, which is probably the biggest bit of advice that I ever have for somebody. If you want to succeed, just keep going. You have to adjust. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over, but adjust and move forward and adjust and move forward until you finally get to where you want to go. And so I look forward to talking with you all and helping you in whatever way I can. Please reach out, share this with others. If you want to talk with me, please just reach out and let's talk. I'm happy to meet with people one-on-one without... You know, a couple times just to see where you are and what's going on before, even if you're not a paying client. I mean, a free meeting, a free session advice, always great. That way we know if we work well together or not, rather than paying a whole bunch of money and finding out that we just don't work well. Because I'm going to tell you a couple things right up front. I am not going to work with everybody. I will not vibe well with everybody out there. I know that. Some people I'll kind of vibe with and we will meet halfway and I'll be able to help them a little bit. Other people, I will completely mesh with you and we will be a perfect match and I can help you out drastically and greatly. And then the other thing is, understand that I still struggle. I am never going to present myself as the guy up here that has everything figured out and has no problems. I struggle in many areas and I'm working through those. I'll talk a little bit about weight loss and how this has been a reoccurring struggle for me. Currently, I am working on this and doing well. I am losing fat off of my body. I'm getting in better shape and doing well. Some things that I still struggle with. The point I am in my life, I want to do better. I do a lot of distance running with a group, and I will be biking this year. And I need to spend more time conditioning myself for these things. And right now, I'm having a hard time with my schedule. there are other things that are higher priority than working out. So I have to find ways to sneak it in. But that's kind of what happens is there are problems. There are priorities in our life. There are things I used to say, I'm not scared of anything. I found out that's because I wasn't pushing myself enough. And as I started pushing in, I'm finding, oh yeah, there's still that anxiety. There's still that little bit of fear. That's a good thing, though. Fear is a good thing. So please reach out. Follow me on social media. Reach out to me through email. If you have any questions or would like to contact me, please reach out. You can find me through dragonforgeconsulting@gmail.com. You can also find me at Dragonforge Consulting on Instagram or Facebook. Feel free to ask any questions there. Follow me to get more tips daily, whatever. If you'd like to hear more, please reach out. And thank you for listening.